I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Mario turns 25 today. That's right, the first Super Mario Bros. Title was released for the Nintendo Entertainment System console on September 13th, 1985. The world's most famous mustachioed plumber has had a lot of adventures and mushrooms since that day. Super Mario Bros. Has sold more than 40 million copies, and Mario, along with his lanky brother Luigi, are still at it. James Binns is a video game expert, and he is the publisher of Edge Online in London. Can you start off by giving us a little recap of Mario's history?
Well, the first time we ever saw anyone who looked a bit like the little chap was a game called Donkey Kong, where he played someone called Jumpman. And he had dungarees, the hat, the moustache, the big nose. Everything was in place. But over time, they established that they wanted to call him something, and they wanted him to have more of a backstory. Someone in Japan thought he looked Italian because he had a big moustache, so they chose to make him Italian. They changed him into a plumber because it felt an even better career than a carpenter. And the other crazy thing they did is they called him Mario because it was the name of the landlord of the warehouse in America where Nintendo of America were based. But that was all a long time ago, and he's come a long way since.
Does Mario actually accomplish anything in the various incarnations that he has? And we should say we're putting a link to a video online that traces Mario's history in the various games that go from 1981 till today. What's he trying to do? I mean, what's the competition all about?
The cool thing about Mario is he's an everyman. He does all sorts of things. You know, there's games where he plays tennis. There's games where he drives little racing carts. There's games where he fights. There's games where he does pinball. But if Mario has a purpose in life, it's to protect Princess Peach. She's the love interest in the very original Donkey Kong game.
He's kind of a superhero, but kind of an anti-superhero at the same time.
Yeah, he can do cool stuff, but I wouldn't say he's very violent or very macho like the traditional kind of Marvel or DC superhero would be.
And other superheroes don't fly around in raccoon suits.
Now, the raccoon suit's pretty cool, though. The tail spins. He looks like a very cute little chap as he flies. But he certainly is not putting his fist out to go faster like a Superman would.
James, may I ask how old you are?
I'm a 40-year-old man and boy, so I started playing my Mario games when I was 11 years old with Donkey Kong.
Exactly. So you have grown along with Mario.
Yeah, and I have two sons, Theo and Leon, who are nuts for Mario now. So it's kind of a family affair for us.
Yeah. All right, James Binns, a video game expert, publisher of Edge Online in London, talking to us about the Super Mario Brothers. Mario himself turns 25 years old today. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Lisa.